Hey, man. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to talk to you again. I was just thinking, last time I saw you, you guys really liked this Led Zeppelin print, and I stole it off the wall here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah. I have it. But you shipped it to me, and I remember when I got it, those 3 or 4 years ago. It's up on the wall here now. I would not have made you sacrifice that if I wasn't going to go to Igis. You know?
There you go. And it's lovely to talk to you again. And congratulations on the success of the latest album, which a lot of people believe is your best album ever. You'd be very happy with the way it's turned out as well.
I appreciate anybody who says that kind of stuff about it. I honestly believe it was the best record that we've done so far, and we had a great time making it, and you know, really, really happy with how it came out. But even more importantly, it just makes for such a great live thing. We went out in September and did a quick run of the U.S., and it was just such a blast to play stuff off of that record. It was hard not to play the whole record. You know, so we start up on a pretty sizable tour, and obviously coming over down to Australia. And I think, you know, Australia has become sort of, that's sort of like where we got our start. You know, that was where we first came down and started playing back in 2010. And so for some reason, I guess because of that, it sort of feels like that's our home audience. So I'm really looking forward to coming over there and bringing all these new songs.
And we can't wait to see you again. You're constantly on tour. To me, it almost feels like it's a habit for you that, you know, you probably, I don't know if this is true or not, that you probably don't feel comfortable unless you're on tour somewhere.
Well, you know what it is? I mean, because a lot of people bring that up, and I don't really stop and think about it unless somebody asks, and sometimes it's hard to really sort of figure out what the answer to those kind of questions are. But you know what it is? It's because I dig playing, right? But for me, the ultimate environment for me to play is in a live setting. You have the most energy, the most sort of passion, and the most sort of emotional content going. And it's the best place to practice because you're forced to play, especially if you do a lot of improvising, off the cuff and just by the seat of your pants. So you really grow as a player. And you're just out there playing every night. And so that's why I like touring. I just like being out there doing it. It's better than playing at home. As much as I like to be in the studio, that's really only a means to get out and get in front of a crowd and do it. And so that's why I work so much, because I dig it. That's like my, as a musician, that's the best place for me to be.
In fact, I saw you on TV the other day. They showed that special that you did at the Roxy, which looked like your most comfortable setting as far as, because I mean, you get to play massive arenas, but it seemed like, you know, this band seems to work really well in a true rock venue like that.
Yeah, I mean, I like playing in, you know, decent-sized clubs or small theaters, you know, because there is that toe-to-toe thing you have with the crowd that you're playing for. It's a very personable situation kind of environment. And it's just gritty and sweaty, and everybody's in it together, and it just feels very intimate. I don't mind playing big places, obviously, and I've been doing stadiums with Guns for the last 2+ years, and if that tour has been a gas. But if you were to ask me, the environment is idyllic for me. It's in a small theater, a big club.
And with this album, I'm led to believe that you were actually working on the album while you were in the middle of doing the other gigs with GNR as well.
The way that it worked was I ride on the road and we work up stuff at sound checks and here and there and whatnot. And then when the tour is over, we compile all this material, get together, do a pre-production, then go in the studio and record it, and then get back out on the road. And that's been pretty much the MO since 2010. But on the World on Fire tour, we'd written a bunch of new ideas, and we'd actually gone into the studio in between legs and worked on some of those ideas and, you know, got some sort of versions or arrangements or whatever. And then at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, whatever it was, the whole Guns N' Roses thing came up and looked like it was going to be just a few shows. It ended up being this tour that never ended. And so Conspirators was on the back burner. So we had some ideas for new material. And then Guns took a pretty sizable break for a few months. And so I grabbed that opportunity to grab the, you know, Miles and Todd and Brent and Frank and go in the studio and start working up the old ideas, and plus wrote a bunch of new stuff in December when Guns was on, when the break first started. Yep. I put a bunch of new ideas together and we worked those songs up, and then we went and started pre-production and just jammed this record through. It was very much live and very sort of raw kind of recording. That was it. So during the Guns tour, I only focused on Guns. I can't think about other stuff when I'm doing that because it's all-encompassing. You know?
And with your guitar playing, we've talked before about, you know, your influences, but I felt with the latest album there's even some 70s style playing on some of the tracks as well. Was that something that you were listening to at the time?
My roots are all sort of like 70s and stuff like that, but I think I managed to get a more stripped down sound on this record than I have on previous records, so it sounds a little bit more like sort of older style tones and stuff.
Yeah. The track I'm talking about is Serve You Right, which really gave me a real feel of a sort of 70s throwback.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's one of those kind of riffs that it's very much in the vein of sort of like, you know, bands in the mid to late 70s, even like you could say AC/DC or even Angels for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, talking about Australian bands, but those are two bands that come to mind, that sort of open A thing. But for the longest time, I sort of stayed away from stuff like that because it's obviously been done to death. But on this particular song, the rhythm of it was so cool. I just said, you know what, I'm just going to pursue this idea anyway.
Yeah.
And I think it actually did come out really cool.
So let me ask you about this upcoming tour and what we can expect. Last time we saw you in 2010, came as a surprise to people that you were doing Guns N' Roses material. Obviously a great surprise as
right.
well. But now you've got four albums here. Will we hear a sort of, you know, an incorporation of all of it?
Well, okay, when we first started going around in 2010, it was really sort of an extension of the solo record, right?
Yeah.
I was going, okay, so when I first started working with Miles, you know, my pitch to him was, we'll do a bunch of stuff off of this record and also Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and Snake Pit. And it was pretty much like covering my whole kind of catalog of stuff that I've been in seriously involved with over the years. And then Conspirators developed into something of its own band, right? And so then we started having all this original material that we started putting into the set. And at this point now, after I've been playing with Guns for 2 years, that itch to play Guns songs has been pretty much satiated.
Yeah.
So I don't put any, if you're coming to see me do Guns songs or see us do Guns songs, yeah, we're not really doing hardly any. Right now, as it stands, we have one Guns song in the set, one Velvet Revolver song, maybe one Snake Pit song, and the rest of it's all Conspirators, because we have so much material at this point.
Does Miles ever surprise you? I remember when he, you know, he got the call about Starlight, and he was really amazed and so excited about the whole thing. And when I saw him on stage on that show at the Roxy, he's still got the vibe as well.
He never ceases to surprise me, because he always, you know, comes up with ideas that I just wouldn't have imagined when I'm making up a piece of music. Whenever I present it to him, the direction that he goes, it's one of the reasons why I don't bother trying to sing anything and present it to him with like a melody or anything, because he always comes up with something so completely different and so good that I just leave it out. Like on this record especially, his whole style, his whole approach has evolved since the last record. It's something that I was listening to mixes and whatnot and really sort of checking out how sort of cool this whole vocal application he's got on this album is. Pretty cool.
And do you slash get the chance to hear any of the newest bands that are coming through? And there's one in particular that really has impressed a lot of people, and that would be Greta Van Fleet. Anything that you've listened to that you really like? Any up-and-coming bands?
Well, I mean, you know, you mentioned Greta Van Fleet. That whole phenomenon is pretty interesting and cool. It's just really opening the doors for a lot of young, new bands, which there are a ton of, that just can't sort of get any kind of traction. So it's really cool that those guys are making such headway. The thing is there's a really cool energy right now for new rock and roll bands, and it's like the right kind of energy, because it's kids that are into doing this for the right reasons. It's not about getting on MTV. It's not about fame and stardom. It's not about Learjets and chicks, because none of that shit exists.
None of that exists anymore. Yeah.
It's all about the music, and it's about, you know, the passion of just, you know, doing whatever it takes to be able to get your music out in front of people. So I'm really inspired about what's going to be happening over the next 2, 3 to 5 years, you know, coming out of new music-wise.
Dude, that will do me. Thank you so much. I'm glad you finally got that picture as well, because I was lying around wondering where it went.
No, I appreciate it, and it did take a while to get it, and then when it finally showed up, I'd almost forgotten about it. And it came, I was like, oh, cool. So we've moved since then, and it's in the new place that we're living in now.
Brilliant. Mate, lovely to talk to you again. Thank you so much for your time. We'll see you when you get back to Australia.
Cheers.